6 o'clock here on the West Coast, Vancouver, and I welcome you to another African Rhythms. I'm David Jones. I'm here with my good friend, Mike Ingram. Welcome, Mike.
Good evening, David. Good evening out there in Vancouver, and good evening to you and yours out there.
So we got another show. Lots of fresh stuff to play tonight. We got some good stuff.
Well, we felt it's time to give some props to the Divas. Now, a lot of folks hear the word, and you know, there's various ideas on what constitutes being a diva, and we want to give everybody a little cross section
of
what we feel is like here. Some that you know and some that you may not know.
Yeah, some pure essence and maybe some of the lesser known but certainly not lesser quality.
Word of mouth is the best vibe in the
gotta go and go back. You know what they say, you ignore the past, you're condemned to repeat it, and that kind of thing. So we got to go back and show, you know, how it was done by some of the masters. And folks, when we're talking about modern day, I mean, how could one better the achievements already so great in their career as Etta James? But to put out that CD last year, Love's Been Rough on Me, I mean, this is an epic modern diva,
yes,
still doing it.
And we have to stress, there's more. It takes more than just a voice to be a diva. You have to have a presence that carries beyond your voice on stage. A lot of folks can sing, but very few can command that you listen to them. Etta James is one of them folks.
I'm David Love Jones, and this is a repeat. This is a repeat of a show from 1998. We did a few wonderful shows together, Mike Ingram and myself. Stick around.
How many tears, now, darling, must a girl let fall? How many years will it take to forgive me for it all? You see, when I took you for granted, I knew not just what I'd done. I was a fool not to see that you were the perfect one. rainy day. I'm gonna get it together. Gonna try to make you understand. Put it all down in a letter from one woman to a man. Remember these arms, how they held you then. Mark my words, it's gonna be that way.
no way we can fake it. Oh no, I know it's true love. Oh boy, this is love, we can make it. There's no way we can fake it. I want our love to be. It can't be imitated, made only by you and me. I'm able to
keep you from falling.
Just put your trust in me. We'll be forever, my darling. Whoa, whoa.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
A diva that came along in the 80s, Anita Baker. Before that, showing her incredible consistency, that's an 80s record from Gladys Knight and the Good Love album.
Mm-hmm.
A classic in its time.
Yes, indeed. Two good examples of female singers, one who has been singing from the time she was a child, Gladys Knight, who managed to maintain a very consistent and very profitable and powerful musically career. Mm-hmm. And Anita Baker, somebody who had a lot of rejection in the beginning. We spoke in the show last week about how she was turned down at Motown when she was auditioning, but managed to still persevere and make her own little career for herself by doing it her way.
Had a stint at Beverly Glenn, where Bobby Womack recorded the Great Poet albums, but I hear they didn't pay too well, so...
No, and then I guess in part of being a diva, you have to also carry the attitude that even when you got no money in your pocket, you trust your talent, and that's what Anita Baker did, and it came through for her.
There's still time to submit to CITR's Shindig 2011. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands competition. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country crooner or a 10-piece punk philharmonic. Past participants include The Organ, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, and They Shoot Horses, Don't They? To enter, send a minimum 3-song demo of original material and your contact information to shindig.submissions@gmail.com by August 12th. Or do it the old-fashioned way and put everything in an envelope directed to Shindig 2011, care of CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Learn more at CITR.ca. Don't be shy. Submit for Shindig 2011.
I think so. Another, getting back to modern divas, Rachel Farrell. Only put out 2 albums. One of them was Japanese only until about a year ago, and that was the First Instrument. But her other album, not a jazz album like First Instrument, but a great soul album produced by the great George Duke, who did the Diane Reeves as well.
That's right. Now, if you're a diva, you don't necessarily have to garner a large following or make it out in commercial sales. What you do may impact only a certain niche of folks, but if you do it so well that it definitely spills over, you qualify as a diva. So, Ms. Rachel Farrell, right here on African Rhythms.
Where does this be? for tears. How can we heal wounds of the world if we cannot heal alone? Where does this go? So life begin if not too many to walk without it. Tell me, where is the love? Where is the God in your life? To my left, a woman abuses her children. To my right, somebody's beating their wife. Tell me, where is the love?
pra te ver passar, só pra me maltratar. Triste é viver na solidão.
Yes, that beautiful, perfectly pitched voice of Ella Stragina, Mike.
Well, you know, we also have to remember now that divas come from various countries and can sing in various languages. So we're talking about people like Miriam Makeba, Edith Piaf, Celia Cruz, and of course, Elis Regina.
Yeah, you know, on for music around the world, she's a bright shining light. Her music will live on, including some tracks of Jobim she sings here. Let's play another one. Her Portuguese, because most of the stuff that I've heard her sing is in Portuguese. She did the one Elis in London album, which some of that's in English. But I think it's quite beautiful, Mike. Her version of Waters of March.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho, é um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peroba do campo,
é o nó da madeira,
canga, candeia,
é o mate da pereira,
é madeira de vento. É um mistério profundo.
É o queira ou não queira.
É o vento ventando. É o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da comida.
É a chuva chovendo. É conversa ribeira das águas de março. É o fim da canseira.
É o pé, é o chão.
É a mastradeira.
Passarinho na mão.
Pedra de atiradeira.
É uma ave no céu.
É uma ave no chão.
É um regato, é uma fonte.
É um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepe.
É um breu.
É uma ponta.
É um ponto.
É um pino.
Pingado.
É uma conta.
É um conto.
É um peixe, é um gesto.
É uma prata brilhando.
É a luz da manhã.
É o tijolo chegando.
É a lenha. É o dia. É o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana. Estilhaço na estrada.
É o projeto da casa. É o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado. É a lama. É a lama.
É um passo.
É uma ponte.
É um sapo.
É uma rã.
É um resto
de mato.
Na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É José,
é um espinho,
na mão,
é um corte,
no pé,
são as águas de março, fechando o verão, é a promessa de vida no teu coração,
é pau, é pedra,
é o fim
do caminho,
é um resto,
de topo,
é um pouco,
sozinho, é um passo, é uma ponte,
é um sapo, é uma rã,
é um belo horizonte,
é uma febre terçã,
são as águas de março, fechando o verão, é a promessa de vida no teu coração, pau,
pedra, vinho,
peixe,
coco,
ovo,
vinho,
água,
hidro,
ida,
ó,
ponte,
morte,
aço,
sol,
são as águas de março fechando o verão, é a promessa de vida no teu coração, badaba, badibadiza, zazaziza, azananenha, anandede, anandede.
But another defining quality of a diva is that your presence is felt whether you sing one phrase or you command the stage for a full set. Once you have made your claim as a definitive voice, it's all you. And your fans know this, and I speak now as a fan and not just somebody who's doing a radio show. She's truly one of the greatest voices I've ever seen, and her personality transforms. You could hear the joy in Elis's voice when she sang Waters of March. That's something you don't normally hear out of somebody who's technically perfect, for example, like a Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, there's the soulfulness as well as the virtuosity. That's certainly something I love a lot, Mike, without a doubt. I like technical virtuosity, but I'm definitely soul through and through, my friend.
Divas have to be able to transform and translate their personalities, not just through their voice, but through their persona on stage, because most of the singers aren't going to play instruments. You have the rare exceptions like Anna Aretha, who will sit down and play while she's doing her thing. But
Rachel Farrell.
Rachel as well. But people who are going to be up there are there in front of the audience, and they're not going to do a whole lot of gyrating and dancing about. It's all their presence, and they're just going to sing. And you have to be very special to be able to just do that and have a listening audience, you know, transfixed by what you're going to do.
Yeah, well, certainly somebody from back in the church and on who could transfix people with her voice. We're talking the heavy hitters now, my brother. We're going to go into the Aretha and the Linda Jones.
Well.
So these folks, as anybody in soul music would know, you know, are really the people that have made the impact over the years, made the difference. Linda Jones wasn't around long enough, but left such a devastating is the only word, really, that you could use to describe the legacy that Linda Jones left behind, but equally, and more so just because of the recorded output, Aretha.
These are the singers that the singers call divas.
You know, I can imagine when you're all alone in the wee wee hours of the night. Why don't you get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil and sit down, and Lord have mercy, decide to write. Knowing all the time that this letter that you write may not be a comfort to your loved one heart. But let me tell you something you can say. You can say, darling, for your precious love, I give you the world on a silver platter. But John knows well as I that you'd be telling a great big lie. And you don't want to do that to your loved one, neither would I. But you can say, darling, for your precious love, I climb the highest mountain. You know something, ladies and gentlemen, you could even go out as far as telling him or her that you try to swim the deepest sea. But I think if you all would sit back, relax, put your mind at rest and listen to me, I think I'd give you a better understanding of what I'm trying to say.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can podcast and tune in right there.
but found to my surprise, there you were standing with open arms, wide open, and baby, they were for me.
This show is going to rule.
You've heard that a lot, right? I keep hearing it about ganglions, cuckoo chaos, and Indian wars, August 14th at the Electric Owl Social Club.
These guys are totally off the his hook.
Ganglions come from Sacramento and play psychedelic pop. San Diego's Cuckoo Chaos have a funny vampire weekend thing going on. Indian wars are Vancouver's garage band heroes, and I'm not talking about the video game.
It is going to be mad sick.
Believe the hype. Ganglions, Cuckoo Chaos, and Indian Wars, August 14th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street. Learn more, including ticket information, at winniecooper.net.
Concert of the Millennium.
It's brought to you by your good friends at winniecooper.net, Beatroot Magazine, and CITR 101.9 FM.
Nomad Gallery is proud to present opening night at its second location, 196 Kingsway. The night starts at 7 and will feature local and international artists. Say you were there the first time. Go to the opening night of Nomad Gallery's second location. Friday, August 12th, 7 p.m. 196 Kingsway.
Depth and breadth and height our soul can reach. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Get dressed, baby. I'm afraid we're caught. Your husband is here. Somebody must have tipped him off. He's waiting in the lobby with tears in his eyes. He's not there alone, no, no. My wife is by his side.
as a great unknown 70s band and really typifying the kind of cultural happenings at the time, produced by who else? Billy Jackson. And a great unknown singer there, Mike.
Gene Davis. Oh,
Keith
man.
Keith Williams, Chuck Carter.
That was some good stuff. A three-way connection. The group was from New York and Chicago, and Billy Jackson hooked them up down south, and that's how they put their thing together.
Homer Banks, some great songwriters. They even
wrote a lot of dramatics material.
Yeah, Homer Banks actually recorded and sung a couple hits himself.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of obscure. Yeah, though those guys around Stax. To show you folks out there, and especially you ladies out there, that we here in African Rhythms are 90s guys.
Sensitive brothers. Yes,
sensitive
indeed.
Brothers. Yes, indeed. We've got a great track.
Never and never.
favorite CDs from released last year, JVC Japan. A great contemporary dance track, Carmen Lundy. Great music in modern day, Mike.
Yes, indeed. And an indication of another side of being a diva. You know, it comes either overnight or it comes right away or 15 years down the road. I mean, you can be a diva like Stephanie Mills was when she was very, very young and achieved a lot of notoriety, or it'll come very, very late in life. And for somebody like Carmen Lundy, it's one of those deals where now she's getting discovered, people respecting her talent.
Yeah. All right. Well, our spotlight tonight, folks, is on some of the great jazz divas, soul divas, just divas of the world at large. And let's now steer things in the way of India.
Something to do this Saturday? The Muse Art Cultural Society is pleased to announce the return of the Cates Park Concert Series, showcasing 27 local bands and artists Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. between July 16th and August 27th. Come on down and see fabulous up-and-coming talent, and be sure to pick up the compilation CD featuring every artist in the concert series. The money goes right back to the musicians. To learn more about the Cates Park Concert Series and the Muse Art Cultural Society, visit museart.ca. In the meantime, head down to Cates Park Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. and let the music do the rest.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
I wish there was some way that I could make you understand that I swear I love you. But I swear, baby, you just don't leave me much choice. You know it's been said, absence makes the heart grow fonder. But leaving me out here all alone, like this here, I'd like to let you know this here, that believe me, too much absence gonna make the man wonder.
Oh, it's real hard. It's so hard, so hard, so hard for me to do.
and the Blue Notes. Welcome to another African Rhythms. We got a full show tonight, right through till 9 o'clock. And we're gonna start out with some non-album tracks. My name is David Love Jones, and welcome back, Mike Ingram.
Good evening, David. How y'all doing out there in Vancouver?
Great track. We love that record, To Be True. Harold Melvin.
Well, when you start rapping like that, like Harold Melvin did, if you hear baby more than three times in a sentence, he's lying. But since we only heard it once, it was all right.
Yeah. Well, there's a few records, especially in that heyday, early 70s of soul music. The albums were so strong that certainly some of the tracks have got forgotten. You know.
Well, a lot of times it's, again, we have this whole business of people in boardrooms that don't maybe know as much about music as they should, picking songs out that'll say, well, this will work and this will work and this will work, but if the songs that are picked don't do well, it hurts the album overall. And a lot of times the music that would be stuff that, you know, maybe a mass audience or other folks really enjoy don't get noticed unless they do buy the album. And that can also cause a bad effect, because if that one that they pick out doesn't sell,
yeah,
you don't get to hear what's on the other, what else is available on that album. And that's the hurting part about it. That's what's caused a lot of A&R people to lose jobs and decide the fate of groups without them having a chance to really show what they can do.
Bad choices picking for singles. I mean, there's been some mighty fine soul music available on the 45 RPM 7-inch single, but many tracks were forgotten, such as from the mid-70s, very consistent guy, Bunny Siegler.
Yes, indeed.